It's time for Making Democracy Work, a weekly program produced in cooperation with the League of Women Voters of Southwest Missouri. And your host today is Allison Cash.
Good morning. Thank you for joining us. Today I have two guests, Kurt Samsel, Government Services Associate from the Center for Technology and Civic Life based in Chicago. And I also have Glenda Mott, County Clerk from Laclede County. If that doesn't sound super familiar, it's Lebanon, Missouri. Today we have a lot to talk about. We're going to talk about voter education, engaging the electorate. And so I'm going to jump right in. And Kurt, I really want to ask you first to tell me about the Center for Technology and Civic Life and really what is your mission?
Of course, we often call it CTCL for short. It's a little bit less of a mouthful. But broadly speaking, our mission is to use technology to enhance civic engagement throughout the country. That technology takes a number of different forms. The one that we're going to be talking about today mostly is the election website template that we've created to help inform voters. We also publish tech tutorials. We do in-person training on technology. And we aggregate and publish large civic data sets that are meant to inform the public about their elected officials.
So what brings you to Missouri?
We're here in Missouri to help Glenda Mott, the county clerk of Laclede County, and her staff to build a new election website for her community. Last week, I did research on the presence of election websites here in the state of Missouri, and I found that about 52 of the 115 election authorities in Missouri actually don't have any website at all.
Wow.
And that doesn't figure in the number of folks who have an election website, but it's just not quite up to par.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a big problem of civic information in this state. And Missouri's not alone in that regard by any means. It's actually a very common problem throughout the country. But we met Glenda at an election officials conference in Kansas City a few months ago. And she asked us to do an assessment on the quality of her election website. We did that, and we found that the site was not terrible, but it definitely left some things to be desired. Most important for us was we saw that there were some important voter questions, things like when is the next election and what's in the ballot, that we weren't able to find answers on the website for those questions. And that's something that sort of focused our attention. We also heard from her staff when we met with them this week that they've heard from a lot of voters that information is hard to find on the site. And they themselves, the staff, have a lot of difficulty making updates and changes and just simply maintaining the website. So our work with them has been intended to create a website that's basically better for everybody, better for people in the community, and better for the clerk and her staff as well.
So Glenda, what are some of the biggest hurdles that you've really had to overcome to get that information to voters?
Well, we have had a website for a long time, mm-hmm. and we do think it's very beneficial. And introducing ourselves to the CTL company at this conference, when they did their analysis of our website and showing it wasn't mobile friendly, so we were concerned about that initially because we know as our voters try to get information, they can call our office, of course, and they can walk in. But that 24 availability is through the internet, which mm-hmm. most people do have that access. And certainly we're gaining ground every day with smartphones.
Mm-hmm.
Even people my age and older have smartphones. Mm-hmm. So it was very attractive to see that they have done a lot of lead work through the election side, the mm-hmm. information. And it just looked like it was a good fit for us. It didn't offend us in any way that they did the analysis for us and showed us our weaknesses, because in the election business, our goal is to have an informed voter.
Amen to that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that's great. When you go back to what voters are actually seeking, really what are they looking for? Is it really basic information, or are they seeking even more kind of above and beyond that?
I think the voter is looking for basic information mm-hmm. first. And, you know, you'll get voters that are moving to a new county, not sure how that county handles things, whether it's from another state they're moving in mm-hmm. or just different counties, or they vote at only these larger elections like the presidential or the primary, and understanding what's on the ballot. And this template that CTCL has mm-hmm. put together for us has plain language, has questions that they have done the research of what the voter is interested in. We didn't have those answers to that question. They have done that information for us, and they have that proven. And so that's what makes it so attractive for us to incorporate that into our website, is this most voters want to quickly look at this information and move on with their lives. Mm-hmm. If they want details of election results, that's usually people that are willing to take time and dig mm-hmm. into our site and dig out that information. But most people just want quick ways to find the information, potentially even the day before the day of election. So that's what I feel like is really going to position us better for the 2016 elections.
Right, perfect segue. So I was going to say, mm-hmm. in preparation for the big election year coming up, the timing seems like it was perfect. Now, Kurt, are you working with other people across the country similar to Glenda?
We are. We currently have, I believe, 9 what we call client jurisdictions, mm-hmm. which is jurisdictions or local election authorities literally across the country from New Jersey to California who are using our election website template. So, yeah, we're coast to coast, and we hear a lot of feedback from the folks who are using it. They've gotten positive media coverage in their areas for their election office, for the work that they are doing to inform voters, and they get great feedback from, obviously, from voters and local elected officials in their community.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's great, and I know the League, we support a website called vote411.org, but it's only as powerful as information that's input, of course, like any great platform, and we've been limited to only cover really Springfield, Greene County, and sometimes Christian County because of volunteers. So we're so excited to hear about people like you, Glenda, doing this in your mm-hmm. own, you know, area to try to make it more robust and better for those voters. One other thing I just wanted to ask before we have to finish up, what our listeners are very engaged and active in our community, what can they do, if anything, to help kind of get involved in getting relevant information out to people before elections?
Well, I think one of the most important things that they can do is to simply not be afraid to ask. Just like if you're driving and you're lost and you need directions and you're sort of hesitant and maybe a little bit embarrassed to ask for help, usually if you do ask for help, you're happy and you realize that that was the right decision. So I would say if you're interested in voting, and everyone should be, you should make an effort to find the information you're looking for. Mm-hmm. And if you're one of those folks who is using a not that great election website, or if you're one of the people who live in the 45% of Missouri counties that have no election website at all, I would really strongly encourage you to reach out to your county clerk or local election authority to try to find answers to those most important questions that you have, like what's on my ballot and so on. And if you feel really bold, you can encourage your local election authority to get in touch with us. Mm-hmm. Our website is techandciviclife.org. And again, we're a nonprofit. Our goal is to genuinely improve civic engagement throughout the country, and we'd be happy to talk with them. I think it's a major goal of ours to make sure that the technology that we promote or put people in contact with is accessible for everybody. What I mean when I say that is that it's affordable, which is really important for local election authorities, especially in smaller towns with tight budgets. And also, we do training and we present the technology in such a way so that it's understandable by absolutely everyone and not by IT people only or by computer programmers.
Well, that's all the time we have today, but thank you both for helping me get this information out. And just like every time, the way that democracy works the best is when we all get involved. So thanks for listening.